I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer flying solo today. Gary and Leroy playing in a golf outing. A day after Leroy Butler turned 50. Thanks again to everybody that tweeted at Leroy. Happy 50th birthday messages. Got those last night after the show. Got those, even some coming in this morning on The Fan account. And Leroy appreciates it, as does everybody here at the station for shouting out Leroy. Rami Makhlouf did the morning show today, and he also did it yesterday. Did a great job with Bart Winkler. Do you ever hear that segment they do, the great Barnack?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Remember Johnny Carson used to do?
Yes.
They do the same thing.
Oh, really?
And
that's funny.
The one time Rami did it with Bart, the one time Rami filled in prior to this, they did it, and it was really funny. And then today they did it for the second time, and it was even funnier than I think it was the first time. Both those two guys have
Johnny Carson.
Yes,
will come up with a big funny hat on.
Rami plays like the role of Ed McMahon in this deal,
like,
and uses the Ed McMahon
Swami
voice.
Yes, yeah. And Ed McMahon was his sidekick. So
right.
Johnny would come out with his robe and this big hat, and when they would hand him these envelopes, so he would take the envelope and he would predict what the answer was.
Correct.
So he would say the question was, you know, what sounds like sis boom ba, sis boom ba. And he opens up the envelope and says, what's the sound of an exploding sheep?
Correct.
Sis boom ba.
Yeah, like one of them today was, he puts the envelope up to his head, Bart does, hopefully I don't screw this up, and it was a drug raid, a Super Bowl trophy, or NBA championship trophy, something like that, and Jabari Parker. And then you hear him opening it up, everything that you would call a bust.
Right.
So, right. That type of stuff.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of them. They did quite a few of them, and they were all pretty darn funny. Like laugh out loud funny while you're driving. It was really well done by Rami and Bart. So if you get a chance, check that out on 105.7 FM, The Fan on In Demand page, brought to you by John Paul's Buick GMC. And don't forget, download the radio.com app to stream the station whenever you want. Get all of our stuff on demand as well with the radio.com app. All right, so training camp comes up next week, which means Mike Clemens will be in Green Bay for the foreseeable future. We won't see Mike anymore, so I figured we'd take this opportunity today a little bit here before 4:30 and look ahead to the Packers training camp. A couple of weeks ago, Mark Sessler of NFL.com did a piece on the Green Bay Packers, five reasons why the Packers will make the playoffs in 2018. Obviously, one of those was Aaron Rodgers, and in my opinion, that's a dumb moment. Okay, yeah, we all know that. But once you get past Aaron Rodgers, then really, what is that next big deal of why they will, you know, take that big step? And there are so many different ways you can go with this one, and we never really talked to Mike Clemens about it, so I wanted to get Clemens' thoughts on this going ahead. So for you, Mike, what would you say the second biggest thing is outside of Aaron Rodgers?
Hurrying up the quarterback, you know, it is going to be defense. Because even though Jordy's gone, you're going to have pretty much the same running game. I feel confident they can come up with an offensive line that Aaron Rodgers can find time and generate points, at least enough points to win. But if you're being positive about this, it's either Mike Pettine is going to be using more defensive linemen and not necessarily rely on what he's got at speedy
outside linebacker.
Yeah, Vince Beagle to me looked pretty darn good.
If I didn't know.
But this most important part was just his motor and his helmets and shorts, you know.
He got just killed physically last year, I thought, when he played.
Well, he didn't play much.
Just manhandled when he came back from the injury.
You know, it's your rookie season and the NFL, and you're trying to find a spot in November, forget about it.
Yeah, you're right.
And with all the adversity, with Rodgers gone and every game being a must-win because you're watching your season slip away, you know, that was a tough place for Beagle to be in. So it'll be interesting to see if he can be healthy and if he's got the burst like he showed this spring. That's going to help out Mike Pettine. But probably it's going to be – you're just going to have more reliable and intelligent coverage, not necessarily speedy coverage, but you're going to have more reliable coverage. And, you know, the kids that they've drafted, that they've brought in, Jair Alexander, looks like the real deal. They'll get him in early this season. Aaron Rodgers was adamant about the difference that Tremont Williams is going to make, even at 35 years old, and forget about the lack of speed, that there's much more to playing in the NFL, which is anticipation and being in the right spot and not being stubborn like Demarius Randall. So, you know, and that's not just Aaron being the company man. That's what he thinks. That's what he says is going to make a difference and help out. So coverage should be better in pass coverage. So you come out of the OTAs and the mini camps and you're installing a defense. And I was thinking about this the other day. If I need to summarize what I'd seen in OTAs and mini camps in past years, 3 years ago, they'd come off a season where there was a lot of bad tackling, even in as late as November and December.
Been bad tackling under Mike McCarthy for a while.
And in the playoffs as well. Yep. So what they do the next year, McCarthy orders all these big donut pads.
Yep.
And he's got guys because he's limited what he can do under the CBA, but it's like that's the emphasis. Tackle. I even got guys on offense tackling so they can help out in special teams or a turnover. Everyone's going to focus on tackle. I didn't see those at all this spring, and I asked around about it. This year was playbook. I mean, they really...
Well, they apparently redid the playbook, so that's part of it.
On both sides.
Right.
On both sides. And on offense, well, you say, well, why would they redo offense, even though Joe Philbin is back as offensive coordinator? And the answer to that is this. Just like you're at your office, you've got procedures on how to run the copying machine and how to do different procedures and chores.
Put dishes into the dishwasher.
And people come up with these ridiculous 12 steps of instructions. Mm-hmm. And people just say, this is too complicated. Nobody could figure this out. Joel Philbin has gone to the playbook, back to page one, and say, how do we simplify? What are the good plays? What are the bad plays? How does this get to be gobbledygook signals that the quarterback's got to call, that the assistants are trying to call, and that we gunk up our own communications and offense? We've got to be quicker. We've got to be able to teach quicker. How can we make the offensive teaching more efficient? And that's why they spent all that extra time in February when they got the new staff in, and that they spent all their OTAs and mini camps basically doing that. And that's part of the reason they let the vets go for that whole mini camp. You know, Aaron wasn't there for the mandatory mini camp and 16 other players. So, okay. So what's different about this spring is I haven't seen first team offense or first team defense flying around and playing football yet. Usually by May or June, I can see 12 series, you know, where they run down the field for 25 yards. Yes, helmets and shorts. But you can see the timing is there and the coordination and the audibles and everything is there and the look-offs and everything. And you say, yeah, they're ready. They're ready. You know, side them up. Here they go for the preseason. Didn't see that. So it's really going to be raw when they come back next week. That's, you know, you want to see that you can not only determine who's going to be first team, but get them in sync.
I think the one thing that I'm already seeing on the internet that I don't like is when I'm seeing a report out there made to the public that the Baltimore Ravens are running a bunch of offense, trying to get multiple quarterbacks touches on the same play. Why? If I'm the Ravens, I don't want that out. I don't want anybody knowing that.
Well, and they drafted a quarterback, and I think Joe Flacco's under, you know.
Oh, he's done after this year, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I still, if you're the offensive coordinator, you don't want the whole league knowing what you're doing on offense and what you're running or whatever the case may be. So maybe there was some of that by design from McCarthy and his staff of, We're not going to let anybody see what we're really doing until we want them to kind of see what we're doing. And the other thing that'll be fun is, remember when they decided they were going to have that whole, confidential deal, Mike, where they were going under the bubble and running different defenses and not letting anybody see what they were doing, and they weren't going to bring it out to week one or whatever. And then they played Seattle or whatever it was, and it ended up being a complete cluster because they couldn't get guys on and off the
field.
You're
out there for a 2 hour and 30-minute, 45-minute practice that are separated into 12 different periods. Stretching, fundamentals, tackling, a little bit of passing, then back to break down to your groups. Running backs go over there, defensive linemen go over there, and you work on some more techniques. And then you all get together and you scrimmage for about 20 minutes in the fifth or sixth period. Then you break up and you do more fundamentals, blah, blah, blah. But we would have some of these practices where, like, the first four periods, Aaron Rodgers and Jordy and the first team offense had disappeared. They're inside the Hudson Center running all the fancy plays. You know, like, oh, the special plays you're going to have for the opener at home against the Seattle Seahawks. They didn't do that, any of that. And they were doing that sometimes in the offseason. This year, this Packers team is learning the playbook first. It's as, because you got an over 50% turnover in the coaching staff. And the coaching staff has got to get to know these players as well. So they're using it to teach these guys that are, you know, numbers 50 to 90 in the 90-man roster to make sure that they don't know as much as they can, because when they get to training camp next week, that learning is over with. You're going to be thrown into drills and into preseason games, and you better know what's going on. So listen, next week, the number one story is Aaron Rodgers signed. And that's not a media-driven story.
Based on Pro Football Talk today, there's been no progress in a deal, and they're kind of at a standstill. So it doesn't look like Aaron Rodgers' deal will be getting done anytime soon based on the story on Pro Football Talk this afternoon. So that story
is that any source to David Dunn, the agent?
That story is dead.
So what I'm saying it is, every player in that Packers locker room wants that deal done because that's the 800-pound gorilla in the room. And it's not because, well, Aaron's got 2 years left on his deal. Packers can sign him whenever they want. No, his deal became obsolete when Matt Stafford started making more than him. And that's just the way it is. Why should Aaron Rodgers be making less than Matt Stafford than the Detroit
Lions? Now remember, Florio's not exactly Mr. Pro Packer guy.
Aaron Rodgers guy.
Correct. Right? Pro Football Talk report from Florio says it's good that the Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers isn't thinking much about getting a new deal because it doesn't look like he'll be getting one imminently.
Yeah, see, any chance that Florio gets to put in a snarky comment about Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, he takes it. Per a league source with knowledge of the situation, no meaningful progress has been made recently between Rodgers and the Packers on a contract extension. That doesn't mean a deal won't happen, but nothing will be happening immediately barring a sudden and dramatic change. That's your point. Who is the source who he's talking to? Could it be Rodgers' agent? Could be. That could be the source. Could be somebody within the Packers front office that he's talking to. Who knows? But either way, based on that, and remember, Rodgers has said he doesn't want a conventional contract. He's trying to do something new and cutting edge and fresh and different. And this is going to be a contract that nobody's ever seen before. So God only knows what he wants in the contract and how different and crazy this contract will be with all the loopholes I'm sure that he wants to put in it. And anytime you have something like that, Mike, it's going to take longer to get done.
He was on the NFL Network and James Jones was interviewing him. And, you know, James Jones has broken a couple stories now because former players, former teammates have told him, hey, here's my deal. It's out. And he's the first one to get it out. So he's been joking that he's now, you know, a reporter, Scoop Jones. But he talked to Aaron about this on the NFL Network. All right.
We'll take a break. We'll hear what Scoop Jones said with Aaron Jones.
I love this software.
That's okay. With Aaron Rodgers coming up next. Before we do that, let me tell you about Brooke Lennon and Mikey Clemens. I'll be needing to get a bunch of good nights of sleep coming up with all this training camp stuff going on. And you're going to want Brooke Lennon sheets. These are high-end sheets that are underpriced. Luxury bedding. I know I'm one of those guys that never really bought into sheets being any different than any other sheets, right? You go to a hotel, oh, yeah, these are really nice sheets. Does it really matter, though? Because you're only there for a night or two. Ah, these are fancy, but does it really make a difference? And then you get those fancy sheets on your bed, and you realize, man, this makes a huge difference in how you sleep. And brooklinen.com is where I got my sheets. That's where you should go to get yours, too. Vicky and Rich, husband and wife team, founded this in April of 2014. Their philosophy, the most beautiful, comfortable home essentials without the crazy prices. Brooklinen is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world, over 20,000 five-star reviews. Luxury bedding, underpriced. You have to try these sheets today. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've slept on. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for Big Show listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use your promo code SPARKY, S-P-A-R-K-Y, at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code SPARKY at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code SPARKY. Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever.
The 2018 championship season for the Crews second half fires up tonight. Let's talk Brewers baseball. What's going on? It's Tim Allen. Join Baby Tausch and me for the Blaine's Farm and Fleet postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey tonight. You're on the Fan.
Make your home more affordable, comfortable, and beautiful with new windows from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, it's Gina Della from Pella. Our windows will lower your heating and cooling bills. Since 1925, Pella's engineers have researched and mastered every necessary detail to seal off the outdoors. And on gorgeous days, opening a Pella window won't feel like you're lifting 1,000 pounds. It's a breeze to bring in a breeze with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get started by visiting PellaWI.com/radio.
Whether you're a plant manager, HR director, or CEO, the challenge is the same. You love your employees, but healthcare is making you sick. It's tougher to manage than ever, but it doesn't have to be that way. When you think occupational health, think Sensia. Sensia is independent, serving you and your employees, not the interests of a hospital-based system. For over 20 years, we've helped companies build a culture of health and safety that makes sense. Sensia, S-E-N-S-I-A. Visit MySensia.com and we'll show you how. MySensia.com.
Sunday jackpots at Pottawatomie. They can happen at any time, any seat, any dollar amount. Just play slots Sundays, July 8th through August 26th, and you've got a random shot at winning a share of up to $100,000 each week. No club card necessary. Real big, real odds, real people, real random. Only at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/random for details. Must be at least 21 years old to play.
Stop working two jobs. Running your own business is not only possible, it's affordable. Hi, John McAlpine from Janneking. Call 262-780-0300 or go to janneking.com. Janneking, the king of clean.
This is the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's has taken the hassle out of family dinners with $1.99 kids' meals after 4 p.m. That's right. Kids' meals are just $1.99 after 4 p.m. So make the most of your family meal time at Wendy's with $1.99 kids' meals after 4 p.m. at participating Wendy's for a limited time.
When you go with Citgo, you feel good because with every tank you fill up, you help fuel local initiatives like education, philanthropy, and more. So the next time you're going on a gas run, go fuel good at your locally owned Citgo station. Visit fuelinggood.com to learn more.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please call this number right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that can help. If you or a loved one might have a problem with drugs or alcohol, call us now and talk to one of our Addiction Rehab Specialists about the first steps to recovery. 800-417-7740. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
The Addiction Rehab Specialist is an advertisement for various treatment centers and placement networks. Not all insurance is accepted. Individual results will vary. Visit addictionrehabspecialist.com/terms for more information.
Mara, I'd like to make you an offer you can't refuse.
What?
I want dinner, you want dinner. These decisions, they're tough.
Uh-huh.
So I suggest we go to Wendy's, where right now, kids' meals are just $1.99 after 4 p.m.
Really?
You get dinner, and I get a kids' meal for just $1.99.
Works for me. I mean, I'll do this thing you ask for the family.
But hurry. $1.99 kids' meals after 4 p.m. at Wendy's won't last long.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Listen to the Milwaukee Area Home Improvement Show Saturday morning starting at 8. We are live at Athletico Physical Therapy, 3077 North Mayfair Road with Tracy Grosspeach from AB&K. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Adding Jimmy to the mix has been phenomenal. We signed Mercedes Lewis as well, so now we have, you know, three big-time tight ends. It'll be interesting to see who comes out of the young receiver core once we get to training camp and put the pads on and start playing some real football.
There he is, Aaron Rodgers, NFL Network. What was that, a couple weeks ago? Last week?
Last weekend.
Last weekend, yeah. Last weekend on the NFL Network. See Sparky Fiverr with you, Mike Clemens. Over there. We'll get to a sports flash coming up here momentarily. For me, the biggest thing besides Aaron Rodgers for this team to be successful in the postseason is a very broad group of players. It's this year's rookie class. I think they have to have at least three impact players that have big impacts on how good this team is going to be this year, whether that means a corner and two of those wide receivers pan out to be big-time players or a couple of corners and a wide receiver. But they have to get big impact from this rookie class. And if they aren't able to get that, I don't think they're going to be a, quote, Super Bowl team at the end of the year. Yeah, they may be good enough to still get to the playoffs or whatever. But once you get past Davante Adams and Randall Cobb, and I'm not even really sure on Randall Cobb, but once you get past those two, they need one of those rookie wide receivers to be a big play guy. They just have to have
it. You know how Adrian Peterson was rookie of the year for the Vikings? You know how 2 years ago, both Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott just jumped out as rookies? Mm-hmm. One of the Packers had a rookie that jumped out like that and everybody in the league was talking
about? DJ Raji. That would be my guess.
That's a good one.
Clay Matthews, maybe.
That's a good one.
Those two that Raji, more than Matthews.
Clay came on the second half of the season. I remember he stole that ball up in the Metrodome in the first game. Was it the first game against Favre? 2009?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was the pick they got from the Jets. They used on Clay, so that was kind of interesting. I was trying to think though. I mean, who's been the most important rookie from this Green Bay Packers team that for 25 years says we build through the draft, and it's not like they got a lot of rookie of the year candidates.
Uh-uh.
But it's, you know, usually that's a running back, maybe a quarterback,
sure.
or you know, a Julio Jones wide receiver. To me, you know what it is? Just I've been thinking about this. I haven't really researched it. David Bakhtiari.
Yeah, Bakhtiari. Yeah, Sam Shields, his rookie year, played really well.
Just a guy out there
that
no one could beat one-on-one, including Clay Matthews. He ends up starting, and he's never left that job.
Nope, he's never left the job.
He's a left tackle. That's a core job.
And that's a great point. And then if you just stay there and look at the right side of the offensive line this year, there's question marks on the right side of the offensive line. There's questions about who the starting running back is going to be for this team. There's a lot of people that think Aaron Jones should be the starting running back for this team. Now, he's got to get through a suspension to start the year.
But Jamal Williams really came on in the second
half. He's solid. I like him.
He started to see the field. He didn't know where the hole was the first half of the field. And it's a thing that McCarthy talks about is run to the color, which means, you know, you've got a half a second to decide. But the point is, with the way they run that zone offense, the way when there's a delay and the quarterback is bringing the football and you look up and they're going to take two blockers and they're going to double team one guy. So when you see color to color, when you see green and green, that's where you're supposed to run. You don't run to the hole. You see where you run to where you see two of your blockers are shoulder to shoulder, elbow to elbow, and you take the ball and take your first step toward that, because by the time you take your third step, that's where the hole is going to be. Those two guys are going to push that guy off to the side, and then you either go left or right off their hip, and that's where your hole is going to be. It took them till week 8 to figure that out.
Yeah, and that is crazy, for sure. No question that it's crazy that it took them that long to figure it out. Let's get to a sports flash with Mike Clemens, and then coming up next, To the Corner Thursday. I'm going to tell you how this goes so we can get into this and get some calls right off the bat. And it's going to be a voting process done via the phone. My boss probably is going to hate this because I'm not including social media, but this is how we're going to do it. It's going to be a voting process done via the phone call. All right?
We got to do one more thing.
What?
Before you set that up, we got to play that cut with Aaron Jones talking about his contract. Can we do that?
Sure. Right, Aaron Rodgers, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Aaron Jones.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
that's okay.
This is Aaron Rodgers talking to James Jones.
All right, man. You know I'm the Scoop Jones, man, and the whole world is wondering when you're finna get this $300 million. Any talks?
Yeah, let me say this then. If you want to find out when there's a contract extension, just follow my guy, James Jones, either on the network or on his Twitter handle, which I'm sure you guys can put up at the bottom of the screen.
Come on.
And that's when you're going to find out what's going on.
That's all you got to do is follow James Jones.
Ridiculous. Some news out of the Brewers. Adam McKelvey, an apologetic Josh Hader, shed tears while addressing teammates at 2:30 this afternoon. That came after he met for several hours with MLB executive Billy Bean and began league-mandated sensitivity training. Quote, "We can't fix everything in one day," end quote, Billy Bean said. So we'll see how that plays out. All right, now to the corner Thursday, back to where I was. This is how this is going to work. Back in the day when I did Sparky's Midday Madness, we would do every Thursday, we did for a half hour, you would have a chance to send a caller or a topic to the corner for the entire next week on the show. That person wouldn't be allowed to call in or be a part of the show, or we wouldn't be allowed to talk about that topic. So back in the day, Brett Favre was a topic people were getting sick of. So if the most votes came in for Brett Favre, we wouldn't talk about Brett Favre on that show back in the day for the next week until the following Thursday. And then once we get to the following Thursday, you can't vote in the same thing back-to-back weeks. But most of the time, it was callers that got thrown to the corner, and they were barred from calling into the show for that week. That's normally how it was. So just reminiscing, I'd like to do a to the corner Thursday, but now here on Friday. And what this is going to be is the same exact thing. No topic or no call in this half hour of the show on the big show for the next week. So call it to the corner Friday. 414-799-1250. You cannot nominate a host. That does not count. Gary, Leroy, Rami, me, untouchable. Anything else you want to ban for that half hour for the next week, you can do it. So if it's a topic you're sick about hearing about, if it's a caller you're sick of hearing about on every show, whatever, you can ban them for sure. So on your drive home from work from 4:30 to 5, you won't have to deal with it for the next week. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Let's find out what goes to the corner coming up next. All right, welcome back. It's Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh here on the Fan, doing a little old school 2007 stuff here on the show. Back in the day when I hosted Sparky's Midday Madness, this was our theme music. Saying the membrane. And every Thursday, Marcus Pfaff, who you hear on this station from time to time, filling in for Bill Michaels or the morning show, or once in a while sitting in on the afternoon show, he was my producer back then, and he and I used to do this bit on Thursdays. And we would do it from 10 to 10:30 on Thursday mornings. And it's an opportunity for you to send someone or something to the corner for a week. Now, we used to do it for our whole show for an entire week. So if somebody called in and said, Joe in New Berlin to the corner, and there was enough votes via phone callers, and that's what won, then Joe wasn't allowed to be on our show for the next week. If it was, we don't want to hear any Brett Favre topics for the next week on the show, then that was banned from the show for a week. Now, nothing could repeat back-to-back weeks. So that caller that was banned was able to get back in the next week onto the show, or that topic was allowed to come back. So that's kind of how it works. You cannot ban a host. It's something else was brought up to me in the break. You cannot ban a commercial either. So don't even think about doing that. Like, you can't say, I don't want to hear Gary do this read. No, you can't do that either. All right, so those two things are out of it.
Oh, an update from Wrigley Field. Now, Cubs making a comeback. It's now 16-4 in favor of the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's nice. Hey, we did get some stuff sent back to us from Miller Park. And Mike Clemens will run that down. The Billy Bean press conference involving Josh Hader, we're going to play back for you coming up at about 5:35. So stay tuned for that if you want to hear Billy Bean. And he was the one that met with Josh Hader today about his tweets and everything else. And you can hear some of what Billy Bean had to say coming up about an hour from now. But first, let's see who's going to the corner. Pete in Arizona, you're first up onto the corner here on the Big Show. Pete, are you there? Hello? Maybe they don't get good sell in Arizona. Hey, check that, Clemens, and see if he's still there. Jeremy and Tosa, you're next on the Fan.
Hey, Sparky. In contrast to what Clemens is saying, I just don't want to hear anything about Aaron Rodgers' contract. I don't personally think it's all that important at this moment, so I'm done with it.
Put it all right. Rodgers' contract, want that gone. Thanks a lot for the call. And to clarify this, people on the phone's votes are going to count. That's the only votes we're taking. I don't care about Twitter and Facebook. You have to call in and vote on the air. It's just easier for me personally to keep track of votes this way. So that's how we're going to do it. So if you want to throw somebody or something to the corner from 4:30 to 5 every day for the next week, you can do it. Aaron Rodgers contract talk gets a vote. 414-799-1250. Tom in Waterford, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good. I want to put Jason from Oak Creek in the corner. He claims to be a Packers fan, but I know he has a secret shine of Tom Brady, and he has a secret shine of the Cubbies, even though he's a Brewers fan.
See, I don't understand that whole Packer-Cubs thing. That's like Jeff Orlovsky, our producer here. He's a Packers fan, and he's a Cubs fan, and I do not understand it.
It's like pick a side and, you know, wear your allegiance proudly. Don't hide about it.
Right, exactly. It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever, Tom. All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. So Tom is going after a caller. Jason in Oak Creek gets a vote. The first caller to get a vote to be banned from 4:30 to 5 on the Big Show for the next week. Mark in Waukesha, you're next on the Fan.
Hey, Sparky, what's going on? Longtime listener. Great topic. Love the show.
Thanks.
Gonna put this whole Josh Hader thing, I don't want to hear about it anymore. This poor kid, man, he's 17 years old. Just what were you doing at 17, Sparky? I know what I was doing at 17. It was a whole lot of good. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, I can get down with that. Yeah, no doubt.
Just, let's put this thing away, man. The kid made a mistake. Let's move on. I'm real worried about this kid in the second half. He's got a fragile ego. This is not going to go well for our beloved Brewers.
If he blows up, they're in a lot of trouble because they don't. Jeremy Jefferson's been really, really good, dominant like Josh Hader, but Hader eating up multiple innings as much as he does and getting you out of big situations with that strikeout.
The kid's a stud. The kid's a stud. What can I say?
Correct. And if he can't handle what's coming at him, and what's coming at him is going to be people yelling at him in the bullpen.
This is a firestorm, Sparky. This is not a good situation to be in for this kid.
I totally agree. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. So Josh Hader talk, he wants banned. So right now there's no leader in the clubhouse. Nobody has multiple votes to actually win this thing right now. Aaron Rodgers' contract is out there. Jason in Oak Creek, if there's more people that don't want to hear from him. Josh Hader talk. Also there as well. 414-799-1250. Pete in Arizona, you're next on the Fan.
Hey, aloha, Sparky. How are you?
Doing good, buddy. How are you?
All right. Nah, it's a little toasty out here.
How warm is it?
It's 105 right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, but that's a dry heat, Pete, right?
It is. It's very dry.
It's like sticking your head in an oven and turning it up to 350. That's what it is.
Yeah, but it's monsoon season, so it's a little humid out here. But, yeah, yeah. It's still warm. But I want to nominate KJ. He's on more shows than Clemens.
Yeah, you know that's right. Yep. And see, this is what I thought was going to happen. I thought some of our regular callers that call in a lot of the shows were going to be the ones that were going to be gone after of people saying, I don't want to hear from this caller. I hear from them too much on all these different shows. And so far, we haven't had too much of that. All right, so KJ gets a vote as well. All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Pete in Arizona. So now we have Rodgers contract discussion, Josh Hader talk with only a vote. And so, one, this is just a tie right now, so nothing's going to get thrown to the corner unless somebody or something starts getting multiple votes at this point. Let's see, where are we going next? Let's go to Ryan in Oak Creek. You're next on To the Corner on the Big Show. What's up?
I'm number two for Hader. No more Hader talk.
No more Hader talk.
Yeah.
All right, that's the second vote. So that's driving you crazy, too, hearing all this negativity about Josh Hader.
Yeah, because, I mean, people say stupid stuff, and I'm getting sick and tired of it, of hearing about it.
All right. Thanks for the call. A lot of people don't want to hear about the Josh Hader thing. Tonight, Josh Hader is going to be in that bullpen, I would assume, for the Milwaukee Brewers. And we'll see if Brewer fans are okay with it. We'll see if Brewer fans don't go after Josh Hader when he's in the bullpen. We'll see if there's not name-calling at Josh Hader in the bullpen. And that's what we're going to have to wait and find out at this point. And we won't know that until obviously about the 6th, 7th, 8th inning or so tonight. I hope they have security kind of up in that area where people can yell down at the bullpen. I hope they are aware of this. And then there's that beer promotion that as of right now, I've not seen anybody say that it's been canceled for tonight. The deal where he went and made his own beer, and now people, if they have a special ticket or whatever, can have it tonight. So we'll have to wait and see. Uh-oh. I see more calls coming for callers. So here we go. Caller on caller is starting to happen. This is what used to happen on Sparky's Midday Madness as well. We'll see who gets more votes. We'll see what caller gets sent to the corner or what topic gets sent to the corner up next on the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh today, live from the Frontier Motors Studios, South 27th Street. Check out Frontier Motors, proud sponsor of the Wendy's Big Show. And they always have us on and listening to us. Appreciate that. See Sparky Fiber with you. Gary and Leroy were in a golf tournament today. I'm not sure if they actually play because it's pouring out right now. I'm assuming they'd be done by now. Rami Makhlouf filled in for the morning show this morning and yesterday. And did a fabulous job with Bart Winkler. So you have me and Mike Clemens the rest of the way until 6 o'clock. And then Anthony Mandela hosting the Pella Windows and On Deck. Pella's Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show. There I can say it. Coming up at 6 o'clock. All right, to the corner Thursday continues on. Let's go to Chris on the north side. You're next on the fan. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, Sparky? How you feeling this evening?
I'm feeling good, man. The weekend is here.
Man, I'm putting KJ up, man.
See, that's what makes this fun, man. Callers get to go after callers. Normally it's caller versus host, but this changes it up a little bit. Chris, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call.
No doubt.
You betcha. There he is, Chris on the north side. Let's go to Zach in Grafton. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. To the corner. What you got?
Hey, man, how you doing? I got to say, there's no way those guys got in 18 holes today. I tried to get in 18, and I got maybe 9 in, and the guys poured on.
Yep.
And hey, for the morning show, I got to say, Rami and Bart, those guys they had me rolling today when I was driving.
Well, the great Barnack or whatever is just hilarious.
They had something with their producer, too.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the the producer sounding like, what the heck is that guy's name? No, I can't.
Ray Romano,
right, yeah.
Yeah.
And that all started, in all actuality, because me and my fiance were driving into work yesterday. We had it on, and she's like, he sounds like Ray Romano. And I was like, you know what? I think you're right. I think he does. And then I brought it up to Cody yesterday during the big show because he was hanging out after, and then they ended up putting that whole skit together today on the air, which was pretty good. Zach, who do you want to send to the corner? Uh-oh. I think we're losing Zach. Bad weather and cell phones.
Yeah, the rain has really come down here.
Well, Zach was going to say Aaron Rodgers talk in general or contract talk. Thanks for the call, Zach. So I'll put him down. That's a nice thing. You get to the call screener. At least they can put it up and know what it is. Got more calls coming in here.
Mike McCarthy called. He said the same thing. He doesn't want to talk about Aaron Rodgers' contract.
Yeah, right. Exactly. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. That's the only way to get in and vote to send somebody to the corner. Brian in Sussex, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, Sparky, how you been? I haven't been able to get to you for a little bit. The job's kept me kind of busy.
It happens, man. I understand. Gotta get money.
You're right about that, bro. I'm going to double up on that one. Rogers' contract. They need to get it done, but you know what, guys? Just get it done. Tell us about it when it's done. Other than that, keep your mouth shut, get to work, get it done.
Right, exactly right. And like we talked about earlier, thanks for the call. It's going to take time for them to work out a unique contract like he wants or a different type of contract that he wants. And that's something that they're going to have to figure out. And it's probably going to take a little bit while longer. Again, Florio earlier today on Pro Football Talk saying that they're not close. So it's probably not going to happen anytime soon. To the corner, if you're just tuning in, it's something we did on Sparky's Midday Madness back in the day. You can ban a caller or a topic. I did it back in the day for my entire show for a week. For this purpose, since we're only doing this once, you can ban it from the 4:30 to 5 o'clock segment of the big show for the next week, whether that be a caller or something else. Matt in West Allis, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. Matt, what you got?
Hey, Sparky. Long-time listener, very loyal, listen to every show. And I got to vote for KJ and everybody else out there has to call in and vote for that guy, too. Have a good one.
Take care. Thanks for the call. All right, voting update. KJ is tied with the Aaron Rodgers contract talk as for what should be sent to the corner for the next week. Josh Hader talk is one vote behind them. Let's go to Mark. You're next on 105.7 FM, The Fan. What's up, Mark?
Not much. I'm calling about Hader, but the opposite reason. I feel he should get booed and deserves everything that, you know, he didn't change his mind over the last 7 years. He believes what he believes.
Well, that I don't know, but we're doing to the corner. So what don't you want to hear about from 4:30 to 5, or what caller?
People feeling sorry for Hader.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.